So I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. He told me about this musician called Cyrus Knight, and this dude is from Nigel in Gauteng. Now, no one comes from there and lives happily ever after. I mean, that's just what a horrible place to come from, first of all, and to have survived. I mean, Nigel. And then he started playing bass guitar for a band in Afrikaans church where he started singing and realized, like, music was his thing. And I'm always curious about how people find their thing. And Cyrus, it's very nice to meet you, dude. It's a pleasure. I heard your story, but I want you to tell it because I'm sure you'll tell it better. You've lived it.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. Like, you were born in Nigel and you lost both your parents at a young age, right?
Yeah, I wasn't actually born in Nigel.
Oh, okay. I apologize.
No.
No, I mean, I apologize for even insinuating you could be born in such a shithole.
Yes. All right. I'm actually originally from Joburg side.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I was in an orphanage here. And then,
how old were you when you lost your parents?
I was in an orphanage, from what I remember, about 6 years old.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, 6 or 5 years old. And yeah, the orphanage was in Edenvale, around Edenvale's area. Yeah. And then they changed the orphanages to smaller houses. So that went all over the country. So I ended up getting moved to Nigel.
You moved to Nigel.
That's how I got to Nigel, yeah.
I mean, it's got to be like one of the hardest ways to start your life as a little kid without any parents, and you're in an orphanage, and then you get moved out to an even smaller place in like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know anybody.
Mm, yeah. It was difficult, especially because, like, as a black kid growing up in South Africa, coming out of the apartheid era, I was in an Afrikaans school. Like, I grew up Afrikaans all the way. So I was primary school Afrikaans and high school Afrikaans and church Afrikaans, at home Afrikaans.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was
strange.
So
it's sort of like you don't really know where you belong, right?
Yeah, it's strange because some people would ridicule me and be racist like that in the schools because that's how they were. And then other people are very awesome, very nice, like these Afrikaans people. And so I was a little bit confused about it because there's nice people.
Who did you feel like the most comfortable with when you were a kid then?
I guess I had to make myself comfortable. Like, I didn't really feel comfortable at all. It's just that eventually, like, you adapt. And then I was like, okay, cool, this is the situation. I just need to deal with it.
You just have to kind of find your own strength.
Yeah, and in that, I then find people who actually care. And I realized, okay, there are people that actually give a damn out here. And obviously, the other people that don't. So, yeah. Then I just persevered with the good and just keep on there. And I was about 15 when I decided to play guitar.
Did you just pick up a guitar and you just had this knack for it? Or did it take you a while to kind of figure out what was going on? Did you feel like you wanted to write a song? Did you often like hum tunes or sing songs to yourself? How did it start?
There was this one chick friend of mine. She started playing guitar like a year before. And I'd seen her start playing and never had interest in it. And
was she pretty?
Not really. She was okay.
All right.
She was okay.
Because sometimes that helps.
I'd say a 6 or so.
Okay. I hope she's not a lizard.
I hope not.
No one wants to be described as a 6. All right, carry on.
But yeah, then one day, I don't know, something in me just was just like, try to play guitar. It was the strangest thing. I just asked her if I could play her guitar because she started playing. And then I got attached to it. And then a few months later, I was playing so much. And then like 8 months later, I was performing in front of the school. And then after that, the church asked me to play. But I was first playing normal guitar, and the church asked me to play bass because they already had a guitarist. So then I learned bass. Like,
dude, some of the guitarists I know say that you actually have a relationship with that instrument.
Yes,
you fall in love with it, and it goes everywhere you go.
Yeah, because it feels like an extension of yourself.
Right.
Because of the guitar being like so personal to you, it feels like you expressing yourself like properly through it.
What kind of music were you drawn to play in the beginning?
Funny enough, I was playing metal. Like
metal?
Black metal. But Christian black metal, that's the strangest thing.
That is pretty strange.
I was in the church, and obviously in Afrikaans churches in the Achies, they're very, very hardcore about music. Like what you're listening to, you shouldn't be listening to the devil's.
Yeah, because metal's the devil's music. Yes, but exactly. You were listening to gospel metal.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. And the youth pastor actually gave it to me. Because I wanted to play other bands like System of a Down and Blink-182, and then he was like, no, they're vulgar. And I was like, okay, so what can I then play? And then he gave me all this black metal, and I was like, okay, cool. It's not bad. I'll play it. And then I started learning,
And was this church band that you were in, I mean, did you guys have to practice every week, and did you get together and play other music, or was it just the church music?
It was just church music. I wanted to play any other music, I had to do it like
on your own
side. That's what I mean about, like, I found some Afrikaans people who are really awesome, because I've made friends with a lot of them, and they were listening to bands like Folk of Blizzard and the Yevels Fantasties, and obviously Jack Parrow and Winter Stars and all that. And
very conservative people in the church where they're like, you can't listen to that stuff.
Yeah, so I just like kept it to myself, and then my whole goal was basically just to finish school and get out of there. Like, not that I hated there were good people there, but I just wanted to live my life eventually.
Sure.
Yeah, so as soon as I got out of school, I was like, fuck this, I'm starting a band. So I started a hard rock band, and we played a bit for like 2-3 years.
How did you put that band together?
People
you knew?
Yeah, so some people I knew, but mostly people that when I moved to Springs from Nigel, because I live in Springs now. Mm-hmm. I moved to Springs and I met a couple people, and I met a guitarist and I met a drummer, and there was this other chick from Nigel who used to sing, and then we started a band together. But obviously the loyalty wasn't there because everybody had their own lives.
Yeah,
and stuff,
it's so hard, because it's also, unless you're making reasonably good money, everybody's distracted by their own stuff.
Yeah, know? Precisely. And then,
did you do most of the music in terms of writing it, or did you guys do covers?
No, we wrote original music. Like, we did practice covers, but never performed them.
And you used to write most of the music?
Yes, yeah. Wow. Write and compose the music and stuff, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and then, eventually I just realized if you want this to happen, you have to do it yourself. You have to, like, place yourself in the driver's seat and actually just do it, because no one else is going to take you there. So then I just started recording myself and producing my own stuff, and friends started liking it, and I was like, cool,
that's okay, fantastic.
It. And then I met this one friend, Dylan, and my one friend, Craig, and they, funny enough, they were white dudes, and I was doing, like, metal, and they were doing hip-hop.
Serious confusion going on here. Yeah.
And then they came into my flat one day, and they said all the guitars, and they freaked out, and then I was like, cool, nice guys. And then they told me they're doing hip-hop, and then eventually we just started rapping, and I got consumed by the hip-hop, and then, yeah.
That's magic.
Yeah.
So did the three of you end up collaborating?
Yes, we started working together. Now, my friend Dylan's in Australia. We still work together. He's going to be coming back soon. We've been working on tracks and stuff. But my friend Craig, he had stopped making music and stuff. He went a different road. Yeah, but like we used to like just rap together and just have fun. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, music is obviously, for a lot of people, it's an escape from reality. And it's a place where you can be you, and you can have fun, and you can do interesting stuff, because, you know, it's a kind of private world, music.
Yeah, definitely.
And everybody, you know, a song means different things to different people.
Yeah,
but if you're writing it, that's even more intimate.
And I always felt like music kind of raised me. Like, it taught me things that normal people wouldn't be able to tell me, and open my mind to new things that I wouldn't be able to be exposed to if I had stayed in the same place and not actually went to the music.
Do you mean the lyrics? Do you mean
not just the lyrics, the whole vibe of it, from the lyrics to the feel to the way it's played, the way it's presented, and where it comes from, the mysteriousness of it. Like, music is just amazing. And I got caught up in it, and I'm still trying to figure out, like, I don't know, it's just this huge mystery for me, and I just like it, yeah. And that, like, kind of made me stronger to know, like, there's better, things are going to get better, because music is always like that. Things always get better.
Yeah.
You know, regardless where you are in your life, like, it can always push you. So, yeah, I feel like that's, like, my parents.
So what kind of music do you make now?
Well, it's an infusion of hip-hop, acoustic, rock, drum, bass, chilled vibes. Yeah, it's
maybe I should just play a little bit, let people know. So here's Cyrus Knight with what's the song? This is called Who We Are. All right,
it's featuring Mal K. Yeah.
All right, let's take a listen to this, and then have you got your guitar here today?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we'll mess around with that just now. Awesome. All right. Take a listen to this. This is cool, man. It's like really different. I haven't heard anything like this for a long time. This is very, very good. We're talking to Cyrus Knight. Decided to get him in here and hear his story. And at the same time, I just heard now from Cyrus that he's written 200 odd songs, but the first time you ever performed publicly was only 3 months ago.
Yeah.
So even though you've been writing songs, you've been performing sort of quietly to yourself, now suddenly 3 months ago you decided it's time.
Yeah, like I think I didn't really decide. I think like the time decided.
What happened?
Well, I don't know.
What kicked your ass into gear?
The label, I guess.
Oh, really? So you signed to a label.
Yeah, I got signed to Feel My Flow Records about 3-4 months ago.
Nice.
And then from there, that's when I started doing my first show and stuff. Yeah.
That's terrific, dude.
Yeah.
So what are the plans going forward? What do you want to do?
I want to go global. That's my plan. But for now, I want to just build and make sure that everything is real. Like that the music is real, that it's raw, and you displaying to people what living is really like, not putting up a facade of the cash and the hoes.
Because people do that.
Yes, yeah.
They want to make it all about the image rather than the music.
Yes, yeah. And although the image does count, but I think artists need to start realizing what kind of power they do have, because regardless of what we're saying, there are kids listening to us, and they're going to be doing in a few years what we're saying now. So what you're going to be saying to these young ones coming up is going to make the future of the country or of music. So I just want it to be the right message.
Grab that guitar of yours. Let's see what you can do here live. Let's play around a little bit. Sia, do you want to get those mics ready for us? And we can, just move that one in, and then we'll try and create some decent sound here. There we go.
Set a bit forward.
Yeah, there we go. That'll work. All right, everybody. Here's Cyrus Knight. Basically, he's just decided to start performing a short while ago, and we get to hear him here first. Is this the first time you've done a proper interview like this?
Yeah, first time ever.
All right. Well, then we've got this is an original, so this is going to be great. All right. Whenever you're ready, man.
Okay. So this song's called "Take Flight." Sorry, and yeah, I wrote this about a year ago, and it's going to be releasing very, very soon.
Cool.
So enjoy.
Let's do it.
We're just out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, we all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. Spin her legs out, take flight. Out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. Stin her XL, ay. Smoke, took a shot, so faded. Whoa, back it up, why you hating? I know I gotta roll, but I'm patient. The road so cold, got me anxious. I grind for the homies, grind for the family. Yo, I grind for the homies, grind for the family. All I got is this real music in my headphones. Now I reminisce, thinking back when I was just a youngin', playing on the swings, getting up to mischief, skating through my town, staring at regular faces. When them days gone, I'm trying to stay young, like Alphaville. I'm kinda hoping I don't grow up. It's time passed so fast, tell them hold up. Roll one, toke one, pull up. Homies that know me, they know that I'm holding it down. Flowing and growing, them ladies, they're loving the style. We just out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, we all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. Seeing her XL, take flight. Out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, we all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. They're seeing her XL, ay. I got a Philly full of blunt, Sprite with the vodka in my styrofoam cup. Tell them hella bitches pulling through, it's going down. I'ma be out all night yelling, ready for the brawl. I've been training for the fight, sipping liquor, taking shots. Living in the moment, for tomorrow we may not. Take another breath, not afraid of death.
Life is just this journey, don't hurry, don't worry, we gon' meet up at the end, yeah. I gotta be infinite, living my life to the fullest, cause I know that death is imminent. With every breath I take, I feel I'm staring at me ignorant, ready for anything under the sun. Now y'all niggas limited, I'm rhyming with intelligence. Oh yes, I'm a rebel endeavor, ready for anything, versus like a reverend. Shout out to my hometown's Nigel Springs, bitch, we gon' hop ahead of them. Gotta be all up in the studio all day. You know I got the talent, I'm planning to get famous. Invaders in my lane get shut down like enemy airplanes. We just out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, we all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. Just inhale, exhale, take flight. Out for the night, trying to stay young. 4 in the morning, yeah, we all drunk. Got a couple good girls trying to get high. Just in Alexa, take flight. Take flight.
Wow. You're a talented guy, man. This is great. That's a cool song, too. I hear you even give a shout-out to Springs and Nigel.
Jeez, yeah, definitely.
No one's ever done that in a song, ever. That's magnificent.
I'm glad to be the first.
Well, listen, Cyrus, I mean, all we can do is wish you the best of luck. I think if you've already got signed, that's a good start. And I'm sure we haven't heard the last of you. There's a new mixtape called Broke Days. It's on SoundCloud. The sound is diverse. In his own words, it's a place where rock and roll, hip-hop, drum and bass, EDM, and acoustic live together.
Yes, that's perfect.
That's ambitious, and I like it. His dream is to make music, give back to the industry, inspire, and he's recently signed a deal with Feel My Flow, who will be helping him to take flight. That's the song you just heard.
Yes.
Take flight. Go and take a look at his music. Look up Cyrus. You're on social media as well?
Yes, yeah. Follow me on SoundCloud and Instagram.
Good.
Cyrus K. Knight on Facebook.
Cyrus K. Knight. Got it?
Yeah, yes. Cyrus
right.
K. Knight.
Beautiful. All right, dude. Thanks popping by to see us this morning. No, it's an absolute pleasure. Nice to meet
you. Awesome.
This is CliffCentral.com.